Welcome to the Sunshine Economy on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Today, a penny here, a penny there. Billions for Broward Transportation. Thanks for listening and supporting public radio. If you're an average commuter in Broward County, it takes you a little bit less than half an hour to get to work. Or it may take you almost an hour. The difference is how you get to work. The usual trip to work in Broward has been steady over the past several years if you're driving, running about 27 minutes according to data from the Census Bureau. But if you ride public transit in Broward County, the average commute has climbed from 48 minutes in 2009 to 53 minutes in 2016. Over the course of a year, that 5-minute increase in a one-way commute adds up to more than 40 additional hours spent getting to and from work each year on public transportation in Broward County. But most people get to their jobs and home again by driving, and that average commute time really hasn't changed much.
Actually, we're in good shape. I mean, that is one thing I can tell you.
That's Greg Stewart. He's the executive director at the Broward County Metropolitan Planning Organization. It's the agency that makes transportation policy and decides how to spend federal money on transportation projects.
Our roadways are definitely operating at capacities. It'll take you 40 minutes typically go from one part of the county to the other. This last year, we added 10,000 new full-time jobs to Broward County. And we actually have the ability to add more and keep things going in that direction. But we're coming to a precipice. You know, there is going to be a point where the existing system, roadway system that we have for cars are going to far be exceeded by the number of vehicles on the road.
That's part of the reason Broward County voters will be asked to raise their sales tax from 6% to 7%. With the extra dollars targeted for transportation projects throughout the county. The question is on the ballot this election. If approved, the new tax will show up on receipts for the next 30 years, generating an estimated $16 billion for all kinds of proposed transportation projects. It is a long wish list.
Capacity improvements at signalized intersections, dedicated transit lane for an electric bus, improving safety to get your kids being able to walk to school, the connection of the fiber optics, the timing of the lights, we might be able to squeeze 1-2% more out of that, or connecting our bike paths, improving safety to get your kids being able to walk to school, capacity improvements at signalized intersections.
It's $2.5 billion for buses for people with disabilities, almost $4.5 billion for new bus routes, another $1.5 billion for light rail. These are not promises necessarily, they're possibilities, something we'll talk about later on in this program. If okayed by voters, the money would be used for more basic transportation projects too, like syncing up stoplights, paving streets, and painting new line markers on roads.
Ironically, I'm going up a hill, and I know hills sound bizarre in South Florida.
Wait, newsflash, a hill in Florida?
Exactly. This is a slight hill, but it was the old dune line. And I'm going up, and I'm looking at the pavement going, wow, this hasn't probably been paved for a good 20 years. And no one would really care, and I mean, honestly.
But does it need it, though?
It does. I mean, it absolutely does, and that's part of things that needed to be taken care of, and we've deferred so much of this maintenance. And while we've done a great job of maintaining our state roads and our federal roads, and that's because of the MPO and the state DOT working hand in hand, but it's the local government, the county roads, the city roads that haven't necessarily been taken care of, haven't been restriped for a long time, haven't really, and those are safety issues.
The ballot referendum promises the money will improve traffic congestion by a variety of things. It's a penny more per dollar spent in Broward County on items that have a sales tax charged on them. It includes most things you buy. Right now, there is no portion of the sales tax that is charged by Broward County. The state of Florida sales tax is 6%. If voters approve this new sales tax, it would go up to 7% in Broward County, equaling the sales taxes charged in Miami-Dade and Palm Beach counties. Monroe's sales tax is slightly higher at 7.5%. Much of the money is earmarked for infrastructure and transportation projects. Miami-Dade County put a half-penny sales tax in place in 2003, a move that's been criticized for over-promising and under-delivering on transportation. It's a mistake, Greg Stewart with the Broward County Metropolitan Planning Organization says, provided lessons.
You know, going for a full penny, understanding that that penny is absolutely necessary to make a full system work. A half-penny could handle the bus system and the expansion of the bus system, but it needed to do more.
If okayed, a portion of each penny will go toward the 31 cities in Broward County.
The way we're seeing the existing penny moving forward is there's a set aside for about 10% for local government projects, which is a significant number. It's about $80-90 million a year. But then the bigger picture with that is during the upfront years, before we start laying the groundwork for a larger transit system, a lot of that money will be, even more than 10%, will be going to local government projects, whether it's improving safety to get your kids being able to walk to school, or connecting our bike paths, or actually deferred maintenance to our roads.
For instance, there are school safety zone improvements planned in Fort Lauderdale, street lighting in Deerfield Beach, and drainage work in Plantation. 2 years ago, the effort to raise the sales tax in Broward County failed, but the strategy was much different back then. In 2016, there were two separate but linked ballot questions. Each one asked for a 0.5% sales tax increase, a half penny per dollar. One going toward county transportation projects, that one passed. The other one would have gone to cities and could have included money to be used for fire trucks and police stations. That one failed, so the whole package failed. That was 2016. This time, the question pledges the whole penny toward transportation projects, with most of the money going to the county, 10% of it, as you heard, shared with cities. So, still to come, the question of building and paying to run a commuter rail system from scratch in Broward County.
The good news is they are budgeting for a light rail system. The bad news is it's not going to be specifically shown.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Economy. A penny here, a penny there. Billions for Broward Transportation. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening and supporting Public Radio. When Broward County voters open their mail-in ballots or go to the polls this fall, they will find a pretty long ballot waiting for them. In addition to the governor's race and the contest for the U.S. Senate, tucked away after the 5 constitutional amendment proposals and 7 constitutional revision proposals, is a countywide question. It asks if voters want to raise sales taxes in Broward County by 1% over the next 30 years. The money, an estimated $16 billion, would go toward improving transportation, from roads to sidewalks, buses, maybe even light rail. The proposed spending plan calls for almost $4 billion to build and operate a light rail system in Broward County, but there are no details as to where the rails may actually go. We spoke with the head of the agency responsible for transportation planning in the county, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, Greg Stewart.
What is your understanding as the executive director of the Metropolitan Planning Organization of the role of light rail in the plan that has been put forth?
There's good news and bad news, like with anything. The good news is they are budgeting for a light rail system. The bad news is it's not going to be specifically shown, because we have all agreed that we're going to be working together to identify the appropriate routes for a system of light rail, and whether it is electrified light rail, whatever it may be, that is working together to make that happen. And so the 31 cities, the county, the county's bus system, you know, the operators, basically everybody's going to have to sit together and go through a process. No different than the WAVE took 14 years to get to where it had a full funding grant agreement and ready to go. It will take us a good decade to identify that as well.
And of course, the WAVE ultimately failed. Politics somewhat changed. Leadership changed in Fort Lauderdale, and the new city commission came in and decided not to go forward with that plan. Without specificity on the light rail plan in terms of locations, it is a significant chunk of change within the proposed budget, so to speak, of the spending. It's about $4 billion over the lifetime, both in terms of buying the land, paying for the rails, buying the cars, and then, of course, operating that light rail as well. So how should a commuter in Broward County think about this possibility versus the reality?
The fact that the money will be there is a good thing. If what we do in downtown Fort Lauderdale with an electrified bus system that we were talking about, then all of a sudden, does it need to be a light rail system, or could it be these electrified buses operating in lanes? And that is a much less expensive proposition. However, that extra ability, then we have cash on hand to do what's necessary to get the technologies in place. So that's why when I tell you we could be the most advanced place in the nation, I do believe that, because With money, you can do these things. With the ability to leverage, we can do these things. If you had a line on a map right now and you said, this is the route you're going to go, the street you're going to go down with, and this is what happened in Miami-Dade because they made all these commitments for the expansion of Metro Rail, which is a great system that they didn't initially pay for. I wish we had that same opportunity. But that said, not that I'm jealous, but that said is you actually could build a system that the people would need. And what I think that's important to recognize is that with this set aside, there's money committed there to it, but now we have to work together with the public to identify what makes the most sense.
Yeah, there's money committed to it, but there's not the specificity of light rail. There's no commitment to that, per se.
There's money committed to building a system, but what that system may look like could be what we pilot in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
And again, which is not light rail.
Which is definitely not light rail, but we could end up, you know, having vehicles designed for Broward that look like really cool trains. Who knows what that ultimately could be? So, you know, with that possibility and that hope that we can actually do something different than the way we've done it before is going to provide that great opportunity. If the voters say yes, if the voters say no, you know, we're going to huddle back again and figure out what that next step is. And if this, they want specific, you know, get really specific, then maybe that's what we'll have to do. But recognizing the fact that without real specifics there on that particular program, that gives us the best flexibility of all to actually bring forward things that may be cheaper to build and operate and actually do a better job at. And that to me, again, as a transportation professional that have been in this chair for a bit, I kind of look at this and say there is a great opportunity. It depends on what the voters ultimately tell us.
That's Greg Stewart with the Broward Metropolitan Planning Organization. Still to come, we will hear from one of the supporters on the Broward County Commission of the tax hike for transportation and just how certain or uncertain some projects are.
I want the public to understand that this is not set in stone. This is what our goal is.
We're back on the Sunshine Economy. Today, a penny here, a penny there. Billions for Broward Transportation. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening and supporting Public Radio. District 9 sits in the heart of Broward County. It runs from I-95 west to the Florida Turnpike, Davie Boulevard north to near Cypress Creek Road. If voters approve of a 1% increase in sales taxes in Broward County, the district is in line to get many of the projects promised by the transportation plan. Rapid bus routes, new bus routes, synchronized traffic lights, sidewalks, streetlights, and probably light rail, if it becomes a reality. Dale Holness has represented District 9 on the Broward County Commission for 8 years, and he supports the penny tax for transportation.
We already at 1.9 million people in Broward County, 64 families are moving to Broward County each day. Our population is getting older. Our senior population is advancing in age. And pretty soon there'll be 48% of our population. So there's a huge need not only to reduce the congestions that exist on the roadways now, but also to ensure that our seniors have adequate transportation to keep them mobile and independent.
How does the plan to spend these tax dollars, if approved by voters, go to address the senior citizens' challenges that you mentioned?
So one of the programs that we have now is our paratransit program. Many people call it TOPS, those white vans with TOPS written on it. The growth on that has been exponential in the past few years. And the only way for us to grow, improve service and increase service for our seniors who use that service to get to the doctor, to get to medical appointments or other appointments, even to go to church, is to grow that more. And the resource for that is not available to us, except if we were to increase property taxes.
Are you satisfied that the plan that's been articulated about how to spend these dollars, should they be approved by taxpayers, is robust enough, is a specific enough plan to garner support by the public?
Yes, absolutely. We've detailed the road improvements. We've detailed the number of bus services that will be added, the number of routes that will be added, the reducing the what we call headway, the time from one bus to the other.
Among the biggest items in the proposed spending is for light rail transit. Broward County has no rail whatsoever to speak of, so this would originate new mode of public transportation. I think it's to the tune of $2 to $3 billion of spending. Is that kind of mode of transportation something that gets your support?
So in some corridors, it is possible for us to do that. But I want the public to understand that this is not set in stone. This is what our goal is.
Not just the light rail, but also the spending on buses.
All of it. Well, more so the light rail, because the buses is easy. You don't need to do environmental impact and all those things that you need to do if you're going to put rail in place. So the community has to buy into the rail piece as to where it goes, how long, and is it on the road, is it above, where does it go? So unless community buys into that, that's not going to be implemented.
Can the same be said, though, for the same transportation spending under this plan? In other words, you know, additional buses, additional bus routes, even improvements to infrastructure when it comes to specific road intersections. Are those considered confirmed projects in your mind if the voters approve this
more
money?
So confirmed, but you know, we our government
more so than the light rail.
Exactly.
But when the public goes and looks at that proposed budget, as you mentioned, which is there on the website, and they see I think what is it, $1.2 billion for light rail infrastructure, I think that's the line item. What you're saying is that's not necessarily a fake complete. That is not
absolutely
confirmed.
Not. It is not.
Any of the other line items.
Just as if we're going to widen a road or reduce lanes or anything of that nature, that's not said. When it comes to specifically impacting people's roadways and travel modes, it's different than giving you another bus that will reduce your time to wait for the bus to come and to get to work on time.
Do you think this tax, if approved by voters, will lead to more usage of public transportation in Broward County?
Well, we certainly believe that. And here's a part of why we believe, and it's proven already to happen. When you decreases the time you have to wait to take a bus, ridership goes up. That's one piece. The other part of it is if we give you more access to your first mile or last mile, so you're not having to walk far to get to the bus, will increase the transportation usage also. And as time goes by and we get more congested with traffic, more people will realize it's because it's now easier for them to get from point A to point B. And that's one of the reasons why the light rail system is being talked about, because what they also show is this. When you have a fixed rail system, you get greater ridership because it's more on time, and people know exactly that it's coming right here, right now, and at a certain time, and more likely they'll take it.
That was Broward County District 9 Commissioner Dale Holness. Now, still to come, we'll hear from one of his colleagues who wants more money for transportation, but is against a new tax lasting for 3 decades.
Where I have an issue is where we have to do things like this for 30 years.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Economy today. A penny here, a penny there. Billions for Broward Transportation. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for supporting Public Radio. Chip LaMarca wants Broward County voters to have a say on the fate of increasing the county sales tax by a penny per dollar to raise new money for transportation. He just hopes they reject the referendum on the ballot this fall. LaMarca represents District 4 in Broward County, a district that runs along the coastline from Fort Lauderdale Beach to Deerfield Beach. WLRN Broward County reporter Katie Swiltowski spoke with LaMarca last month. He used to be in favor of the penny tax increase, but is not any longer.
I was. I would always be supportive of a way to fund transportation outside of the normal ways that we do it now, because higher efficiency and CAFE standards and more miles per the gallon for the cars today or no petroleum-based engines is costing us a lot of money in the in the way we fund road projects and transportation from the, both the federal and down to state departments of transportation. Where I have an issue is where we have to do things like this for 30 years. We have some great plans. There are some plans to obviously make traffic flow better on your major arterial roadways, US 1, 441, and the east-west corridor roads as well. My concern is that as a voter, as a taxpayer, and also an elected official, and someone who spent their entire life in construction, not in transportation, but watching projects that are funded for 30 years, we could do this for a shorter period of time, get some projects done, get continued buy-in by the voters and taxpayers ultimately, and ultimately the visitors are paying for a big piece of this. So I just think we should do similar to what Palm Beach County has done and do a 10 or 12 year plan, come back, reauthorize it, that type of thing. So.
And so you did, I believe, vote to have it put be able to be on the ballot.
Correct.
So correct. What changed for you in that moment to now?
Because if I don't support it being 30 years, doesn't mean I don't think that the voters should at least have an opportunity to vote for it. I'm here to represent voters of any or no political party who live in my district and in Broward County. And it would be, for me, it would be, I believe, taking away their right to their voice on this issue. We'll see how it goes on the ballot on November 6th. It's going to be a big ballot, and I know that the county has worked very hard to get it as in the front of all the constitutional and charter amendments.
And a big, big piece of that overall budget for the 30-year plan, like $4 billion, is for light rail.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like maybe the future of transportation in Broward should eventually be rail, or maybe not?
Rail is excellent. I'm a big supporter of rail over some of the extended double and triple semis. But from a standpoint of, the projects have to be right. We spent half dozen years or more dealing with the light rail here in Fort Lauderdale, the WAVE project, and we couldn't get it to come in under 125% of the estimated budget. So we need modes of transportation that more people will get on, and that could be bus rapid transit. They could follow a rail pattern, but to put rail in a downtown, a congested area like this, it would make sense, but it doesn't have to. I don't believe it has to be rail. In other words, we have so many things that we can tie into now, whether it's if we can move the coastal link over to the east tracks, and that would be about 7 or 8 stops in Broward, and then same thing in Palm Beach and Dade. That would be a new version of the tri-rail, so you could get on it anywhere north or south of downtown. And you could tie to Brightline and go to the 3 major counties and then ultimately Orlando and possibly even Tampa if they get that done. So I think it's in the future, but as of right now, there are people that say you have to threaten people and make their lives miserable to get them out of their cars. I'm not looking to threaten or make anybody's life miserable. I'm looking to make it more convenient to use another transportation. That's why I fought so hard for Uber and Lyft and modes like that. So I think transportation is becoming something different for everybody. A lot of the younger professionals and younger folks living downtown don't own a car, but they have their phone so they can order food and order a ride and order just about anything on that thing.
Do you wonder, because the proposed tax is for 30 years, and that is a very common criticism, mm-hmm. hey, it's too long, do you wonder that it's a question of can the county responsibly spend that money for that long? I mean, there's been criticism for the school board projects. Do you think there's any kind, do you think that carries over at all?
100%. I'm not sitting in this seat because I thought everything was going so well in county government when I ran for office 8 years ago. And I'm not running for a state seat because I think they're doing everything right up there. I mean, I think people need to put themselves up, run for office, and when you get there, need to be eyes and ears for the taxpayers, because this is, like I said, it's a 30-year plan. If the voters vote for it, then hopefully that there is oversight, so I'm not concerned so much as that. But the cities and the county need to work together on this. The cities have projects, road, bridge, and other transportation projects that they can do, and those should all be interconnected. So once we figure out where light rail would be, it should work with the major cities where it's going to go.
Broward County District 4 Commissioner Chip LaMarca speaking with WLRN Broward County reporter Katie Swoltalski. Still to come, beyond any specific transportation project, the hope that billions of new local dollars for transportation will attract billions more in state and federal spending on getting around.
All of a sudden, when you have this new revenue source, then we're able to attract. Right now, based on the revenues that are being generated here locally, we have not been able to attract that much.
This is the Sunshine Economy, a penny here, a penny there. Billions for Broward Transportation. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening and supporting Public Radio. Paying for transportation projects, big or small, can be a complicated affair. There's money from local and county governments. There may be state money, possibly federal dollars. The federal government used to be the big source of big money. Consider that in the 1980s, 80% of the cost of the Metrorail in Miami-Dade County was picked up by the federal government. 80%. That amounted to $800 million at the time. The rest came from state, county, and local governments. But that formula has flipped in the generations since Metrorail was built. Now the big dollars have to come from local and state governments. Without a source of revenue for those big dollars, and without clear plans on what to spend them on, the federal money has been very slow to come to South Florida. A year ago, Broward County's five-year wish list for all kinds of projects stated, quote, "Dealing with reductions in federal and state funding when infrastructure needs continue to grow will continue to require creativity and flexibility to overcome," end quote. That has helped the effort this fall to have voters decide if they want to raise their sales tax by a penny per dollar for 30 years. It's expected to raise $16 billion dedicated to transportation if voters approve it. Greg Stewart leads the agency responsible for spending the federal transportation dollars that come into Broward County. He's the director of the Broward County Metropolitan Planning Organization.
The federal government and the state is looking for more commitment from the local communities in funding so that $16 billion can, we're going to need to leverage at least 50% of that to get federal and state money down into our region, which we're not taking advantage of right now. And Miami-Dade's in the same boat.
Funding for big transportation projects can be really complex, Greg. I mean, there's a lot of sources of revenue. There's local, there's county, there's state, there's federal. And if you listen to the president and some others, there may be even private dollars involved with all that. So the question that I want to ask is, how important is this kind of new revenue, should the penny tax be approved by Broward County voters, in attracting those dollars? What role do those new dollars play, I guess, as a magnet to attract dollars that previously had not been coming to Broward County?
All of a sudden, when you have this new revenue source, then we're able to attract. Right now, based on the revenues that are being generated here locally, we have not been able to attract that much. So I think that this local tax will actually leverage the experiences we've had here in the region to get this complex financing methods down here, and then ultimately go to actually, yes, covering the operating and maintenance costs of these systems, which basically you can't get federal and state money for operating. And that is something that, you know, that makes a difference as well. So the long-term commitments in operating, whether you're operating a roadway or you're operating a bus, it still costs money. And that's something that people take for granted. They think, well, I already paid for this. I-95 out the window here, I've been paying gas tax. I've been paying gas tax myself for over 35 years. But does that mean that it's paid for? The answer is no, because there's maintenance associated with that. There's, you know, improvements that are constantly going on to handle the capacity. Now, on the transit side of things, which is even a harder conversation to have, it's Tri-Rail Coastal Link. You know, how do we connect the Northeast Corridor out of Miami's Smart Plan into Broward and then up into Palm Beach? And those are operating and maintenance issues. Capital, I think we're going to be able to find and leverage. But now with this penny, you'll be able to actually commit to the operating. So all of a sudden, if you start looking at those systems, then now we can start leveraging our money that would be generated in Broward to help connect all these systems. And so the Smart Plan and our started effort all converge together in a way that will deliver the traveling public a better system. So they can go from Homestead to Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, in maybe one or two seats. Mm-hmm. which, you know, is ultimately the desire.
Is this additional penny in revenue necessary to be the magnet to attract the federal transportation infrastructure dollars that so many people in South Florida have looked at as really missing in the funding formula to help get South Florida moving again?
Well, let's put it to you in a very plain speak. The answer is yes, but the reason why we don't have what we should have is because we haven't been able to match it. If we could get back to the days where the federal government paid for 100%, you would see an incredible transportation system down here. But the reality is that's not how it works. And so that's just a plain and simple answer. Yes, we need this, or else we wouldn't be asking for it.
The other criticism that I hear, and you hear as well, is that the communities aren't speaking with one voice in what the priorities are to spend the money on. You're smiling and nodding knowingly as well. How does this tax referendum get the choir of the 31 municipalities in South Florida, in Broward County, to begin singing from the same songbook when it comes to transportation?
That's a, you know, that's the $64,000 question.
$16 billion question in this case, right?
In this case, yeah. Because, you know, I'm going to take this again as the middle child. There's over 110 municipal governments in our region. There are three county governments. There are two DOT districts. There are two regional planning offices. There are three metropolitan planning organizations. We are splintered in so many ways that trying to find a unifying voice is going to be extremely difficult.
So is what the federal government or transportation critics asking for impossible to hear out of South Florida? In other words, one unified voice about transportation projects and needs?
I don't think it's impossible. I do believe it's going to take decades for us to get to a unified voice.
That's Greg Stewart with the Broward County Metropolitan Planning Organization. Early voting begins in 1 week. Don't forget you can catch a podcast of all of the Sunshine Economies by searching Sunshine Economy on iTunes. Pilar Uribe is our technical director. Polly Landis is our booking producer. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening.